Today's episode of Locked On MLB is brought to you by Built Bar. And let me just tell you something. I had the chocolate raspberry this morning, and it got me going. I was ready to go face the day, did my exercise with my mask on, but I was ready to go. And it gave me the boost I needed to make it a terrific day. Remember, promo code LOCKEDON gets you $10 off your first box at BuiltBar.com. Okay, let's start the show.
You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. And I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On today's episode, which is being dropped on the 8th day of May, 2020, we're going to be looking at retired numbers, some numbers that should be retired, and some that, well, do you know what? It might be a tough sell. This episode is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And when you're staying at home, being smart, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball, hosted by Scott Cullen. Now, you can follow us on Instagram at Locked On MLB. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB underscore net. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter and Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Retired numbers. It's an interesting phenomenon. It's the greatest honor in some ways you can get, at least from a team, that they say, do you know what? You're so beloved by this franchise that we're not going to have anyone else wear your number. Now, if I'm correct in my recollection, I believe Lou Gehrig was the first player to have their number retired. Now, remember, when numbers first popped up, they were not there as a sign of pride. They were there to indicate where you batted in the lineup. That's why Babe Ruth was number 3 and Lou Gehrig was number 4. But after a little while, they realized that switching around those uniforms like that might be a bit, I don't know, strange. And so, that became a form of identity. And there seems to be some sort of a, I don't know, hierarchy with the numbers. Like, if you have a high number in the 70s or 80s, you're probably some scrub that they're going to send down to the minor leagues. You want to get a lower number. Of course, if you're the Yankees, you're running out of numbers. There's not one single-digit number left. All of them are retired. Number 1, Billy Martin. Number 2, Derek Jeter. Number 3, Babe Ruth. Number 4, Lou Gehrig. Number 5 is Joe DiMaggio. Number 6 is Joe Torre. Number 7 is Mickey Mantle. Number 8 is retired for both Yogi Berra and Bill Dickey. We'll get back to that in a second. And oddly, number 9 is for Roger Maris. I say oddly because he wasn't a Yankee that long and had 2 great seasons, 1 legendary season. But it seems strange that he would be there. Now, on the one hand, I don't mind it too much because it means celebrating players. And Roger Maris had a bad time of it when he was with the Yankees. Even when he won his 2 MVPs and led the Yankees to multiple World Series titles, he was not a very popular Yankee because he was breaking records and not Mickey Mantle. It didn't make sense then. It didn't make sense now. And so when they wanted to honor him and bring him back, they retired his number. Some teams are very, very lenient on whose number they retire. The White Sox seem to retire everybody. If you're a beloved White Sox and your number isn't retired, then there's something wrong with you. And some of them make sense. The Frank Thomas of the world, Carlton Fisk's odd 72, he inverted his 27 from the Red Sox. But it just seems like there's a ton of people who have had their number retired by the White Sox over the years. The Astros have had a bunch too. And some of them are like not exactly Hall of Famers. A couple of them are based on tragedy. Jim Umbrick died just before the Houston's season opener in 1964, and so they retired his number the next year. Don Wilson also died in 1975. In that season, they retired his number. Oddly, they have not retired J.R. Richards' number, and I think that that is a travesty because he was a legendary figure, in the history of the Houston Astros. And if he didn't have that stroke in the middle of the 1980 season, the Astros probably would have put together at least one pennant winner and maybe a couple other along the way. I've never understood why the Astros have not taken the time to honor him. Now, let's think about some of the other sort of inevitable numbers that are going to be retired in baseball. Well, the Cardinals are going to retire number 5 for Albert Pujols. Now, that will be a strange ceremony because it didn't end that well with Pujols, and he signed that big 10-year contract with the Angels after the 2011 World Series was over. But in some ways, I think Cardinal fans should be thrilled because Pujols' career has not exactly been on fire when he was with the Angels. Just as I predicted when he signed that massive 10-year contract, I knew that contract was going to wind up biting the Angels in the butt. And that's exactly what happened. So the Cardinals got World Series champion Albert Pujols. His last game as a Cardinal was them clinching the World Series, and he was part of the rally that tied the game in that amazing Game 6. And then he cashed in Anaheim, and the Cardinals still put good teams on the field. They won a pennant in 2013. They've made it to the postseason several times, made it to the NLCS several times, including last year. And all the while, they didn't have to worry about Pujols' absolute albatross of a contract. So that should make him even more revered. Eventually, I think number 19 is going to be retired for Joey Votto because he's put together a great career. Eventually, the Mariners are going to retire number 34 for Felix Hernandez. And the Red Sox, who are very, very stingy on numbers retiring, I think will eventually hang up number 15 for Dustin Pedroia. He's been an MVP, a Rookie of the Year. Is he a Hall of Famer? Probably not. His career is cut short by injuries, and I think it fell just short of the Hall of Fame threshold. But being part, and it's such a major part of two World Series champions for the Red Sox, that should count for something. And for that matter, the fact that number 24 has been out there for Dwight Evans for so long, and Manny Ramirez wore it when they won the World Series those few years he was there, and David Price wore it when they won the World Series, a couple other players have won it. If the Red Sox had won either the World Series in 75 or 86, and Dwight Evans did everything in his power to win both of those World Series, I believe Dwight Evans would be in the Hall of Fame right now. That was the only thing keeping him out, oddly. And so, with 24 still being passed around, I don't think there's a Red Sox fan on the planet who wouldn't mind honoring Dewey and putting it up there. There are a couple other ones out there that are worth taking a look at. And quite frankly, there's a few that make me scratch my head, and one specific that makes me say this is just the right thing to do. But let's talk a little bit about Built Bars. Now look it, I've tried a bunch of protein bars over the years, and some have been not that good. You bite into them and you chew and you're like, okay, I guess this is good for me. I guess this is better than having a candy bar or something like that. And Built Bars are healthy. They've got all the health stuff you need if you're trying to be health conscious, or like me, who's always kind of trying to battle my weight and not to fall into temptation. It's low calorie, it's low sugar, it's high protein, it's high fiber. I love the mint brownie, which has only 110 calories and only 4 grams of sugar. And it tastes like you're eating a brownie. And that's the amazing thing. They taste great. You don't have to feel like you're doing your chores. It feels like a good snack to have. They have amazing flavors. I happen to love mint and chocolate. It's fantastic, but there's some other ones out there that I got, and they're fantastic. The chocolate raspberry I mentioned the other day, terrific. They're great. You don't have to feel like it's a chore. They're great to eat, and they're good for you. And let me tell you, if you go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off of Built Bar. But man cannot live on Built Bar alone. And let me tell you something. If you want to order in from some of your local restaurants and try to keep them afloat during this really, really hard time, let me recommend you use Postmates. And let me tell you, I love dinner. I've had me a few Built Bars. I have room for a nice, big, delicious dinner from one of the local restaurants that I love to go to, and I can use Postmates to have it drop off at my front door and deliver and not have any contact, just sort of drop it off. Everything's great. I get to eat good food and help my community. And not just from restaurants. They can go to Walgreens and 7-Eleven and drop it off right outside my door. Just download the Postmates on iOS or Android. The Postmates app, I mean, iOS or Android. Find your favorites. Get anything you want delivered within the hour. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Okay, there's a couple of oddities in terms of retired numbers out there that I want to bring up. First of all, there are some that, again, are going to be obvious. Eventually, the Tigers are going to retire number 35 for Justin Verlander. I know he was part of the Astros when he won the World Series, but the bulk of his career, the bulk of his Hall of Fame career, was in Detroit. Miguel Cabrera, who also won a ring elsewhere, not one with the asterisks hanging over it the way the Astros are, but he spent the bulk of his wonderful career as a member of the Tigers. Number 24 will be retired eventually. Now, the Yankees, as I mentioned, they have so few numbers left after all the numbers they have retired out there. For a while, I was making a noise, should they retire number 54 for Rich Gossage? But anyone who has heard Rich Gossage in any interview knows the last thing you want to do, just for the sake of humanity, is to put a microphone next to his face. Now, Mike Mussina got elected to the Hall of Fame. Should they retire number 35? I actually think the Orioles should, because as wonderful as Mussina was with the Yankees, his best years were with Baltimore. That's when he established himself as a superstar and put together Hall of Fame caliber numbers. Now, one potential number to retire for the Yankees, even though they're running out of numbers, is number 52 for CC Sabathia. Sabathia was a wonderful Yankee, and I think one of the best free agent signings ever, based upon when they signed him, what they needed him to do. They need him to be an ace. They need him to be a leader on the team. And he did all of that. Was the ALCS MVP in 2009. Was a big part of why they won the World Series in 2009. And he was number 52. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. I believe CC Sabathia is going to go to the Hall of Fame. And if you're a Hall of Famer, you should have your number retired. I don't care how crowded Monument Park is. Sabathia was a great Yankee, was a champion, and deserves to have his number retired somewhere. So that will probably happen. Now, one number that is out there that's kind of interesting is number 27 for the Angels. The reason why I phrased it like that is that Mike Trout currently wears that. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball. Mike Trout is, if he's not the greatest player in Angels history, he will be by the time they start playing again. I don't know what his WAR is, but I'm betting it's the highest in Angel history, if not right behind Chuck Finley. So if we go on and say who's the best Angel of all time, Chuck Finley or Mike Trout, I think Mike Trout's going to win that argument. Mike Trout's going to go to the Hall of Fame. I think if his career ended right now, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. And his number 27 will be retired. But it's strange that number 27 was available, because Vladdy Guerrero wore number 27. And Vladdy Guerrero is in the Hall of Fame. And he was an Angels MVP and all that great stuff. So you would have thought the Angels would have considered hanging number 27 in the rafters even before Mr. Trout made his debut. Now, you have had precedent of a team retiring a number for multiple people. Remember when I rattled off the single-digit Yankee numbers? I said Bill Dickey and Yogi Berra have number 8 retired for them. The A's have retired number 34 for both Raleigh Fingers and Dave Stewart. Why the heck was 34 available for Dave Stewart when he showed up? I digress, but that number's retired for both of them. And, in a similar way, number 31 for the Cubs is retired for both Ferguson Jenkins and Greg Maddux. 31 honors both of them. So why not have number 27 honor both Mike Trout or Vladdy Guerrero? Maybe they won't do that, but I think eventually Vladdy Guerrero will get honored, because at one point, I believe baseball is going to return to Montreal. And there have been several players who have had their numbers retired for the Expos. Gary Carter, Rusty Staub, Andre Dawson, Tim Raines. So, if a team returns to Montreal, honor all their legacies by retiring their numbers. You can't wear them in Montreal. And oh, by the way, let's retire number 27 as well for Vladdy. Now, up the coast, the Giants eventually start retiring numbers. I think they're going to retire two for this run that they had winning the three World Series titles. I think Buster Posey and Bruce Bochy are going to have their numbers retired. 28 for Posey, 15 for Boch. Now, in terms of player popularity, it doesn't get much bigger than number 40, Bumgarner, and 55, Lincecum. But I don't think they're going to retire their numbers. I really don't. I think that they are going to be beloved figures in San Francisco history for all time, but I don't think their numbers are going to be retired. I think it's going to be Posey. I think it's going to be Boch, and they're also going to have statues somewhere around Oracle Park. Now, there's a couple of the numbers I do want to bring up. Number 14 for the Reds hasn't been worn, and we all know that's Pete Rose's number. Now, I've had my issues with Pete Rose, and I have said on this podcast that I believe that he would rather be relevant than in the Hall of Fame, which is why, even though he's been given every single chance in the world to get himself reinstated, every time he's had a chance to show that he's a good soldier and has learned his lesson and has paid his price, he does something stupid and keeps himself out because it's more profitable for him to be a martyr than to be inducted. That being said, the Reds should at least retire his number. At least have number 14 up there. Now, again, you can point out that he was a manager of the team while taking bets as the manager, betting on the Reds and doing all sorts of havoc to the several pennant races that he was managing and all the problems that that entails. But no one else is going to wear number 14, so why not hang it up? It's in a similar fashion that number 34 has not been worn by a single Los Angeles Dodger since Fernando Valenzuela. And Fernando remains over the moon popular in Los Angeles. Now, eventually they're going to retire Clayton Kershaw's number, as well they should. But Valenzuela's jersey is one of the most popular names in any of the shirts you see walking around Dodger Stadium. And with that in mind, and with what he meant to the community, and the fact that he remains one of the most beloved figures in Dodger history, and no one's worn that number since 1990, why not make it official? He's part of the organization. He's an announcer for the Spanish broadcast, and everyone's wearing the jersey. Everyone knows they haven't handed it out to anyone because of honoring him. But here we are. That's 30 years of no one wearing 34. What are you waiting for, 34 years? Have Fernando Day. Have him come out. The place goes crazy every time he does it anyway. Retire Fernando's number. There's one other number that I think really needs to be retired, and that's from the Cleveland Indians. And the Cleveland Indians need to retire number 29 in honor of Satchel Paige. Now, Satchel Paige had a long, long career predominantly in the Negro Leagues. He was already in his 40s when he made his debut with the 1948 Cleveland Indians. And he already was past his physical prime, although he made the All-Star team as a member of the St. Louis Browns. Now, shouldn't the Browns retire his number? Well, the Browns don't exist anymore. They're now the Baltimore Orioles. And it is a real, real stretch to say that we're going to retire Satchel Paige's number as a great member of Baltimore baseball history. He pitched one game with the Kansas City A's. He wound up being a pitching coach with the Braves. But he made his debut in the major leagues with the Indians, number 29, and pitched in the World Series that year. The first team that was even remotely integrated to win the World Series. And he is such a dominant figure, and one of the great tragedies of the players being segregated was that Satchel and Josh Gibson and Oscar Charleston and Turkey Stearns and Cool Papa Bell and all those great stars did not get associated with one city the way that Babe Ruth did, the way that Honus Wagner did, the way that Ty Cobb did. That you don't associate them with a team or a franchise playing the majority of their career as a superstar in that one city. And that's an injustice. But one thing that I think can only be a positive thing is to hang his number up there in Cleveland, number 29 Page. And if someone in the crowd looks up and says, Page, 29, who was that? And they look it up and they see he was one of the great figures in baseball history who was denied his spot in the Major League record books solely because of the complexion of his skin, well, then that means that person will learn about Satchel Paige and his legacy will live on. In so many ways, that's what retiring a number is. It's securing your legacy. It's being part of the history. And it's saying you're part of the immortals. You're on the Mount Olympus, not the Mount Rushmore where they only limit it to four, but on a mountain of the gods of the past of a team. And Satchel Paige belongs there. Because he would have been there had he played in the major leagues and had himself associated with just one team. So that's a little bit of what I'm thinking about. There are some retired number thoughts. If you have any thoughts about other retired numbers that you think should go out there, send it directly to me on Twitter, @SullyBaseball. Check us out on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app and all the places where you get your podcasts. This has been the Locked On MLB Show for the 8th day of May 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.